with today's Western New York Conversations About Race. I'm Thomas O'Neill White. All week long, we've been sitting people of color down with those who aren't to talk of the issues of the day. Today, two educators. Jeremy Besh is head of school at the Park School of Buffalo. He talks with Daniel Robertson, the Boys and Young Men of Color program manager at Say Yes to Education Buffalo.
I guess for me, the question that I have right now that's really been burning inside of me is, why did it take a white man kneeling on a black man's neck for the white community to finally wake up and realize that we've had racial issues well before that incident? That's the burning question that I have that I don't understand.
I've talked about that with some friends of ours who have black sons the same age as my sons. And I am constantly struck by the patience, the fact that they have to have conversations with their kids about basic day-to-day functions, right? Like, this is how you need to walk down the street in this neighborhood, or this is how you need to grab your phone from your pocket. Those are not situations that my wife and I have ever had to even consider for our boys. I can walk into a room with a suit on and know that people in the room at least going to give me some respect. They're going to listen to what I have to say. And a lot of that has nothing to do with my training or my background or my experience. It's because I'm a white guy in a suit.
There are spaces where I have to wear a suit when I enter a room for individuals in that room to even pay attention to me, regardless of what my educational background is, accomplishments, accolades, reputation. The suit has to be on. Whereas Jeremy might be able to walk into that same room, not have a suit on, and you know, none of the other things I just mentioned even matter at all, period.
The level of patience and tolerance that people of color in our country have had for the way they've been treated astounds me. If you're looking for partnership, if you're looking for friendship with a group that's different than yours, and you don't see that level of patience and tolerance as one of the best qualities, then I don't know what you're looking at.
I grew up in the inner city of Buffalo on the east side. I pretty much lived there my entire life. I grew up with an absent father, attended Buffalo Public School until high school. I attended Turner Carroll High School on a scholarship through the Oshai Foundation. I pretty much grew up around individuals that looked like me, pretty much had a lot of the same life experiences. I had friends that were in the streets and sold drugs and went to jail and no longer here now.
I had sort of a backwards trajectory. I grew up in the University Heights neighborhood, so I had friends of all sorts of different colors and backgrounds, a lot of it attached to UB South Campus. I was a junior in high school. My parents moved into Tonawanda, and my exposure and relationships with people of color just shrunk.
I feel like my role is to try to be a role model. Our young people are growing up a lot differently than I grew up. You have this entire onset of social media, which just magnifies everything tenfold. I just try to be there for young people and try to advocate for them.
As a school administrator, that's one of the things I'm always thinking about, right, is how do I ensure that my kids have access to the things they need so that they have equal opportunity to be successful down the road. And that includes, you know, not just physical access to the school, but ensuring that they have platform and spaces that are theirs when they get here, ensuring that they have representation of their experience and their curriculum with their faculty.
One of the big things that we do with Breaking Barriers is push and promote Elevate Youth Voice. And our young people, they voice a concern about not seeing teachers that look like them. While I'm aware of several initiatives that are in place to start to address this issue, it's not enough.
It's a problem in independent and private schools, for sure, nationwide. But it's also a problem in public districts. We don't do a good enough job culturally, nationally, societally, ensuring that our teachers are diverse.
When I walk into certain school buildings, I don't see the representation. When I do see the representation, we are in roles of the coach, few administrators here and there, maintenance staff, the nutrition staff, places where you really need those influences are in the classroom.
There are physical barriers that were intentionally put there to make it hard for one community to intermingle and mesh and hang out with another. I think from an educational standpoint, the schools have a ton of work to do. But from a cultural, societal standpoint, we need to do a better job of just being together, right? We've got an incredible amount of vibrancy and difference in Western New York, and for the most part, it rarely ever intermingles.
While I understand that I have a duty and a responsibility to help educate my white colleagues and friends, by the same token, I don't feel like it's my responsibility to help with that conversation all the time. Like, I can have that conversation with my colleagues and try to help them understand, you know, what it's like for me as a black man, but it's then up to them to take that conversation and start to have those conversations. And when, as a white person, when you see something that you know isn't right, you have to step up and you have to say something. You got to do something about it.
That was Daniel Robertson in conversation with Jeremy Besh. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.